mercancía, la mercancía del sabor. Y si le pides poquito, él te va a dar un montón. Una chica de mi barrio por el broki preguntó, y todos le contestamos, no te apures que llegó.
Groovement, my name's Agent J. With you till 4 o'clock today. Guest Simon Forestiero on his way through the traffic. Mancunian Way is shut. That's the traffic news. tune by Brokey called Avieni Brokey, Sinbad remix. Next up's a track by the Next Men. They're playing the Good Friday Throwdown at Friends and Family and will be interviewed that night for this show. Should be broadcast on Easter Sunday. We've also got Sharon Jones being interviewed for the show for a broadcast on Sunday the 11th of April. No, 13th of April. She is playing Friends and Family at the Mint Lounge on the 11th. It's sold out already. The next main track's called Memory Lane. And it's top. Simon has landed. Today's guest, Simon Forestiero. In a couple of records of time, we'll have a nice chat and hear some tunes. mic test.
Can't tell who to socket to. I'm not trying to.
Okay, today's guest is Simon Forestiero. How are you doing, Si?
Very well, mate. Bit of a struggle getting in, but we made it in the end.
Yeah, how's that traffic for you? How's the, what was it? What was it? What was your excuse?
It was the St. Patrick's Day parade in Manchester today, so it's a bit of a tough one getting into the studio.
And the Mancunian Way have been shut. I did a little traffic report earlier, keeping the community spirit going. Shall we let this tune play instead of talking over it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a Humpty Dumper by the Vibrettes.
Check, check. Okay, shall we try again? Gosh. You know, you come here and you expect professionalism and you get this. All right, how did you get started into DJing, Simon?
Well, I suppose it's a different route to a lot of my pals that are DJs that got into it through clubbing and then became DJs. I was a bit of a bit of a sad man, you know, how you do, and spent all my pocket money on tunes, and then slowly at a local youth club got into playing some records there, about 15, 16 years old. And
where was that?
That was down in sunny Milton Keynes, believe it or not. Moved up to Manchester in 91 to study at what was the Polytechnic, and stayed there ever since.
Is it true that Milton Keynes was used as Metropolis in the Superman movie, Superman 4? Do you know that fact?
Yes, it was. I'm impressed with that.
Hey, it's the only thing I know about Milton Keynes. I do know about my Superman and Spider-Man stuff. You know, I'm down with that.
Right, I see where you're coming from there. Yeah, they did use that. And believe it or not, a Cliff Richard video was filmed there as well. So I'm just adding to your repertoire.
Wow, that's two things about Milton Keynes that I know now. So how did you get started in Manchester then, from that youth club? Was it Polytechnic you said you were studying at?
Yeah, I did architecture at Manchester Poly, which turned into the Met. And then all through that time, did some stuff with the Trafford Love thing down at what used to be the Man Alive.
I know Trafford from Northern Funk. From Northern Funk, we used to, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and I've done a few bits with him and Dale that was working with him at the time. So, just built it up through that, all the way through my studies. I just carried on DJing, and then when I finished, things were going quite well for me. Built up a few decent reputations, started a few people trying to book me, and luckily I've been lucky enough that people have kept booking me ever since. So,
what's your first love then? What did you first get into? Was it the house side of things, hip-hop, funk? What was it for you?
I've always had a very eclectic sort of listening idea of what I like to listen to, and it could be everything from rock to house to R&B to hip-hop, classics, Motown, everything I listen to at home and in the car or whatever. So I've never wanted to fit into a pigeonhole of a particular genre anyway, so I think that's one of the reasons I've always managed to keep work. I've been lucky enough to keep work, is that I play a lot of different sounds, and I can play a house night one night, an eclectic set another night, an R&B night. You know, I suppose that being able to play different styles can help you out in keeping the gigs coming in, you know?
Do you find that you've got the freedom to do that? Have you ever been restricted by sort of venues or promoters into what you can... Do they ask for a particular style?
Yeah, regularly, to be honest. You have to conform to a certain degree, and I've always been of the opinion that if you're DJing, you're an entertainer first and foremost. So the people that are there, make sure they're happy and jumping up and down, and then and then after that, you look after yourself, you know?
But it's nice to throw, maybe, if you're doing, say, I don't know, a set of a particular style, it's nice to throw something else in and surprise people, isn't it? That does sort of work sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think, especially playing house clubs, I found that... because a lot of the house tunes have been derived from older sort of sound soul or whatever, that to drop a tune like that in the middle of a house set, it throws it a bit left field to them, and they like it, you know, it goes down well with the right tune, obviously.
Yeah, a bit of raw funk in there.
Absolutely.
Okay, the track that's playing in the background at the moment is Apache by the incredible Michael Viner's incredible bongo band, as covered by The Shadows and made famous. Any stories about this particular track?
It's one of those tunes that you can always get away with playing because it's just got such a good vibe, and it's instantly recognisable. Before we take it down a little bit.
Tune.
I'm a big fan of Dilated Peoples, and I love all the bits of scratching all over the place. So.
Yo, see, people got good friends, at night I live my life right. Intense, on the edge, on the wire. I'm from the group where friction leads to fire. Stack your bricks, the time is take your pick. Do it, don't, the track, alchemist. Yo, my life is good, I got my peeps in the mix, so. Words come to words, my peoples come first. I got worldwide family all over the earth, and I worry about them all for whatever it's worth. From the birth to the hearse, through streets the guns burst. Words I disperse are here to free minds, yeah. And if mine are needy, I need to feed mine. When words come to words, set up shop and write a verse. Actually, that's best come to best. My lyrics take care of me, they therapy, get shit off my chest. Extra stress, 3-4 over the score. Different patterns of rhyming prepare me for war. So next time you see us, we'll be deadly on tour. When words come to words, my peoples come first. Word up, if worst comes to worst, I make whole crews disperse. You know it's family first. Gifted unlimited with dilated people. Babu, evidence, Irish science. And a shout out to my man Alchemist on the Triz app. Words come to words, my peoples come first. I'm a glutton for the truth, even though truth hurts. I've studied with my peoples on streets and in church. We make it hard when we go on first. Long road, honor of the samurai code. These California with gold. Words come to worst, my peoples come first. I got their back. At the end of the day, we could go our separate ways, but the song remains and won't change. Got my target locked in range. I might switch gears, but first I switch lanes. Without my people, I got nothing to gain. That's why.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first. Special victims unit, catalyst for movement. Creates a devastate since 84, show improvement. Definitely dilated, peoples comes first. Cross trainers ball, we raise the ball, and we put it in your ear no matter who you are.
Right, let's have a little chat about that track, Simon. If I know I'm still too loud. I'm gonna quieten it down a little bit. Here we go.
Yeah, we're still with Stripling and Can't Turn, Love Away.
Is that a Roy Ayres production?
I believe it is. Yeah, it's it's just that bass line that's been sampled to death on loads of hip hop and R&B tunes. But it's just one that always gets under your skin. I really, really like that tune, you know, and the vocals are great. But it's that bass line every time, wherever I hear it, always does the trick for me when I'm playing out. I really enjoy that track, and it's nice to mix in with a few other bits as well.
I think it's one of those tracks that's sort of in people's consciousnesses, really. Like, no matter how old they are, people sort of recognise that squelch.
I think you're right, yeah. I think that's what people that hear it and they start moving their heads and bobbing their heads to it. I think not everyone knows where it's come from, but they always recognise that loop, you know, and that bass line. So it's, yeah, I really like that tune.
This is a track by AIM, isn't it? Is it Cold Water Music?
It's the title track of the LP, and it's a fantastic album anyway. But this one is always it's a nice, I love the whole Grand Central and Fat City Collectives. I love all the stuff that they put out.
Quite, you know, a warm sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does a trick, and it's and again, it's something that covers a lot of bases for me. You don't necessarily have to be a hip hop head or a, you know, to get down to what they're into, you know, and I like playing this stuff that, like you say, like we were saying before, throwing a bit of a curveball to people, and they're not expecting something like that. Play at different sort of venues that don't necessarily play this sort of stuff. So when you play it, people aren't generally used to it, but they always make the people jump up and down. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and it is nice as well, because, you know, you think about Grand Central and now Attic Records aims on. It's sort of stuff that people don't really, in their masses, go out and buy, but it's sort of like critically reviewed, and you drop something like this, and it's quite trippy for some people, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think whatever you're doing, you know, what we were talking about before, whatever you're doing, I think if you go too run of the mill with everything that you do, you know, I'm not one of these people that insists on educating people or anything when I go out to DJ, but it's nice to just give something a little bit different for people that they're not used to all the time, you know, just something a little bit different, just to throw them off a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your DJing as a profession then. Is it pretty much full time?
Yeah, up until about a year ago, I did it full time for about six or seven years after I finished at uni, and it was great. You know, it's a nice way to earn a living. You can't knock it in that respect. Mm. But in terms of day to day life, it got to the stage where I think I needed to get out there a little bit, and I took a day job on, but I've just stepped back again. I'm in the process of putting myself together. A little room where I can put all my tunes and get my decks out, and because it's been a bit difficult with so many records, I'm one of the old school guys that lugs six boxes of records to gigs and stuff. So
completely.
I've got a lock up in Stockport that's just full to the brim with tunes. So
I've got a next door neighbour and a girlfriend that gives me a lift quite a lot.
Well, yeah, you're lucky in that respect. I'm yet to find a roadie that will put up with all my record boxes. So I've got strong and long arms.
What do you buy as much as you used to then? What do you think of record vinyl buying at the moment?
It's changed a lot, obviously, with the whole nature of DJing per se has changed, with the whole download culture and everything becoming digital. And I think it's a good in a way, because it's opening up to a lot more people. There's so many talented kids out there in their bedrooms doing amazing stuff. It does make it a little bit harder to earn a living out of it, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
But you know, it can only be a good thing, because it's sort of promoting creativity. There's a lot of people out there that maybe wouldn't have got into it or couldn't afford necessarily to be buying hundreds of pounds worth of tunes a week.
Exactly.
So you know, and just the whole digital revolution, really, with terms of making your own music and things like that.
I suppose Dizzy Rascal symbolises that a little bit, doesn't he? Because like when his first album, it's okay, I'll wind it back. When his first album came out, people were saying, oh, he did it on his PlayStation and all this sort of stuff, and whether that was true or not, it's very punky DIY style.
Yeah, well, of course. But no, it's a good thing, you know, and I like that fact that it makes it a bit more democratic, people need to get out there and show their stuff off on MySpace or whatever, and it's good in that respect. I think there's lots of people out there that deserve a break and deserve a chance, you know.
Talking about that, how do you find MySpace as a tool? How do you use it as a DJ?
To be honest with you, I've got to be honest, because I took a day job on about a year ago, I've been less thorough as I used to be with my charts and with MySpace and whatnot. So I'm just about to start really getting back on it again and making sure that everything's up to date, and I'm using it as a tool rather than just a place to people see what I'm doing.
With Got To Be Funky, obviously we'll get that in there, gottobefunky.com. When When did you start that up, and what was your point originally for it? Was it to keep sort of like you're a full-time DJ, people need to know what I'm up to, or was it more of a getting charts up there sort of thing?
It was different, really. It was when I set it up, DJs that I knew generally didn't have websites, or only a few did, you know, didn't have websites, didn't have a web presence, and I used it as a tool to really push my name, promote myself. I thought it was, I tried to think of a name that would latch on and was what I was about.
It's a very memorable name as well.
Well, it's that James Brown sample, yeah. And because what I play is varied and I play a lot of different genres and styles, I wanted something that would cover that would give you an idea. Yeah, well, I play lots of stuff, but it's got to, you know, everything's got to be funky, it's got to have that sort of vibe to it, and it kind of wanted something that portrayed what I was about rather than SimonForestiero.com, you know. Yeah. So that's where it was derived from, and it sort of it grew quite nicely, you know. I started putting my chart returns on. I used to have a radio show in Manchester.
It's on Key, was it?
It was on Key 103, yeah, an overnight show on a weekend, which was quite successful, which I did for about 2 years, and named the show Got To Be Funky, and it sort of built as a bit of a brand from that respect. So something I've always held on to, really, and just, although I've not really nurtured it too much over the last year, I'm gonna start pushing that forward again.
So, where do you... Well, actually, tell us, what are you up to at the moment? Have you got a residency at the moment, or is it more guest spots?
Mainly residency work at the moment. I'm every Friday night at Prohibition, just off Deansgate.
Is that Deansgate? Locks?
No, Deansgate, next to Kendall's, just to the side of Kendall's. So I'm in Prohibition on a Friday, so if you want to pop over, I'm there every Friday from 9 till 2. And then other residencies that I have, I do a little bit for Head Candy now and again. Every 2 months, I go down to Birmingham for... God's Kitchen, do the back room there for them, which is a good gig to do. There's a really varied crowd in there, and they're up for a bit of a different angle on things.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh God, there's so much going on. I've got a guy from Romania that's just been in touch about maybe doing something over there. So waiting to hear back on that. So Bucharest might be coming up.
John Kennedy sent us a set for this show back in December, and he was the weekend I met him. He was off to Romania and missed his flight. And it didn't happen. There's something to do with time zones or something.
Oh dear. But that's not a good argument.
I know he's going back, and somewhere that sounds quite exotic in a sort of, you know, I'm gonna just DJing in Romania this weekend. Yeah,
I'm away.
great stuff. So what else have you got coming up then?
Well, like I say, the stuff with God's Kitchen, I also do like a classic house night, sort of a well-established 18 years it's been going retro, Paul Taylor's night that used to be at Angels in Burnley, and I'm there every 2 months as well.
Right.
So, you know, like I say, I'm lucky in the sense that I play a very, very wide range of gigs to different sorts of people playing different sorts of music, so it's good that way.
There's a wide range of reviews that are sort of, like, really, really good. Like, some really good reviews on there, on your website, but on the MySpace as well, from, like, publications as diverse as, is it Esquire, and also, like, is it DJ Month, DJ Magazine?
Yeah, was there something from Mix Mag in there?
It's nice to have all those little bits to sort of, I mean, if it was me, I'd be showing them off, I'd have them there, because...
Well, that's what, again, like you say, we're setting up the website, it gives you an outlet to say, well, other people have said nice things about me. I've been lucky in the places that I've worked, I've received a bit of press and acclaim and things like that. And obviously, if you're involved with things like that, the press are interested in, and you do get the odd comment. And, you know, if you like, what happened last night, did an interview with me, and you know, bits of things like that, and After Dark. So things like that, it just raises your profile, let people know what you're about. Things like this, of course, you know, it's really good. I really enjoyed. I'm really, really pleased to get the offer to come down.
And like I was saying, Andy Madhatter last week said he'd say hello to you. Was that from Nipping Into Vox Pop, or was it One Way Records that you used
to have? It was One Way originally, when I used to go and get, you know, my R&B and soul tunes in there, and then Vox Pop. So yeah, I haven't seen Andy for a little while because I've not been coming into Manchester nearly as much as I used to. Yeah. I used to live in the centre of town, so I was always coming to buy my tunes and whatever, and I was always bobbing in, making a nuisance of myself. But now it's a bit more of a trek now to come in and see what's going down.
Right, Simon, I'm going to let you choose another tune. We'll turn the same track up. And I'll have a quick chat with myself about what's going on in the next couple of weeks, if that's all right. If
that's,
you want to get another tune ready, and then we'll come back to some more chatting later on.
Nice one, thanks, man.
Right, man. like I say, the track you can hear in the background is Cold Water Music by AIM. Gripper was on this show a couple of weeks ago, playing as a bit of a world exclusive, well, a lot of a world exclusive of his new album. And he had a track, it was Northwest, he remixed on the last AIM 12, which is the Birchwood EP, which is out. In the next couple of weeks, Johnny Miller isn't coming on next week now because he's DJing in, I think it's Milan. You know, Ancoats or Milan, what would you choose? But it will be on in a couple of weeks. We've also got some of the Shakedown crew from Sheffield Live. There we go. Sheffieldlive.org, which is the equivalent of Unity Radio, really, but in Sheffield. And they've also got FM license, which we're going to be hearing about in the next couple of weeks for Unity. Fingers crossed. As well as that, John Kay from Friends and Family will be dropping in. Sean Vinylment. As I said before, on Good Friday, we're going to get an interview with the Next Men done. And we'll broadcast that on Easter Sunday. I'm also starting something up in a little town called Poulton-le-Fylde, near Blackpool. See how the soul and funk goes down there. It's going to be at the Grapevine Bar every Saturday, starting Easter Saturday, from 7 p.m. A bit of a lounge vibe early on, going on to some more hardcore soul and funk later on. We'll see how the Poulton crowd handle that. I was out in Blackpool last night, actually. They didn't let me into the tapas bar, so big shout out to the tapas bar, because obviously trainers mean, what, that I'm going to run around the bar? My mate got in with his leopard skin creepers, what can I say? But we ended up in the Soul Suite, and there's a DJ called Glenn Miller. When I said, is that really your name? He went, I'm always in the mood. Well, to be honest, like, the guy's knowledge was absolutely amazing. I've asked him to come on the show because he's just like an encyclopedia of Motown. It was like having a pint. And every tune he played, he gave the history behind it, and I just sat there and enjoyed it all night. It was fantastic. And for being on Queen Street in the middle of Blackpool, where we've just come out of Roxy's, where I nearly got licked on the cheek by RoxyHeart.com. And asked if I was in Coronation Street, which I'm not. It was a nice shock to have such quality soul music being played, and it was so full. So big shout to the Soul Suite in Blackpool. Sorry, I spilled that Coke on the floor. Okay, after Cold Water Music finishes, I'm going to have a 20-minute set or so from Simon. See some good tunes coming up. This is Grooveman, every Sunday 2 till 4 on unityradio.fm. We're doing the microphone jig in the studio.
In the mix. Get up, do what you can. in the mix. Not a problem. Not a problem that I can't fix. Cause I can do it in the mix. And if your man gets in trouble, just to move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain. Cause the way it goes, trouble down, 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 down the drain.
To make the vibes in what is it that you want to do? Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And we want to have a good time. Good time.
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Good time.
Locked onto Groovement. Every Sunday, 2 till 4. Okay. This is Groovement. DJ Cy Forestiero in the studio. You enjoyed that, Simon?
Oh yeah, I really enjoyed that actually. Thanks very much for giving me the chance to play.
This is a Lupe Fiasco track. We're going to run an instrumental underneath ourselves. Microphone shenanigans going on. So you made the spiritual jump from architecture to DJing. How much of a big decision was that for you?
It was tough, to be honest, you know. It was a big risk for me. DJing was just starting to take off. And obviously I've been studying architecture for nearly 9 years, so it was a point of no return. I thought it had to be one way or the other. I think they both would have suffered if I'd have carried on doing both at the same time. So I took the plunge, and it seems to have worked out okay, you know. I can't complain. But I think there'll always be a return back to it eventually. I'll unless I make my millions doing this.
Do you find yourself doodling new designs for Urban Splash in the DJ box, or have you still got the love for the architecture?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I really, it's like a hobby really for me now, rather than a career. So, yeah, I find, you know, creative things inspire me anyway. So whether it's music, whether it's design, furniture design, web design, anything like that, anything creative really inspires me anyway. So.
What do you think about some of the design, like I mentioned, Urban Splash? What do you think about some of the design that's going on around Manchester at the moment? Outside Unity Towers, we've got a lot of development going on, scaffolding flying everywhere in the winds. What's your opinion about Manchester's development regime at the moment?
Well, obviously, I've been a little bit out of the loop in terms of the politics of what's been going on in Manchester since I moved. I moved out of Manchester probably, I think it was going to be about 5 or 6 years ago now. I used to live just opposite the village. on Whitworth Street. So obviously I was sort of experiencing all the build-up happening firsthand at the time. There are people, as long as people are true to their ideals, it's difficult. It's a very difficult business. You know, people are out to make money first and foremost, developers and whatnot, and that makes it difficult for people to keep be true to their beliefs and their ideals and still make money in design. So it's a very fine balance. I think you got to keep hold of your principles, but at the same time, you still have to make. There's no point in having principles if you've got no work going up. So it's that sort of balance, I guess.
Do you get time to be a punter at all, or is your DJing sort of take up? That's you in the club. Have you had a chance to be a punter over the past few years as well? And if so, who would you like going to listen to?
It's funny you should say that. I had my first Saturday night off in I don't know how long last night, so I'm feeling a bit delicate today, to be fair. Not a lot of sleep's been happening in the last 24 hours. But it's very rare, to be honest, that I do get the opportunity to go out and listen to people play. You know, I'm often asked who I respect and admire in the DJing business. And I've always, my answer is pretty a standard answer, really. It's that it's a really competitive business. It's a tough business to stay in and be successful at, because there's so many up and coming people all the time. So I think anyone that's got that sort of longevity, that have been in the business for a number of years, it doesn't happen by accident. You know, there's so people like Norman Jay, I've been privileged to work with people like Graham Park, that, you know, back from the Hacienda days, that's still out there doing a great job. I've got a lot of time and a lot of respect for those people. I guess the thing that really does my head in the most is when you hear up and coming people slating other DJs, and it's something I don't like to hear. It's, you know, if you've got nothing nice to say nothing at all, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it's always that fact that you know, people that have been in the business a long time have really done the graft, and they're old school. You know, there's always up and coming guys. People like Eddie Halliwell doesn't play the sort of music that I'm into, but technically he's a fantastic DJ. You know, scratching. Triple scratching over hard house is no mean feat, and he manages to do it and make it look easy. So people like that I've got a lot of time for, a lot of respect for. But again, you know, I'm quite open-minded, and the music I listen to and I go out and listen to, I like to have that sort of background where I listen to loads of different stuff and go out and hear different DJs playing different stuff. So whether it's a nice chilled out set in a loungy sort of a bar, or whether it might be you know, out in a house club, like last night, I'll try that Area 51 down off Deansgate Locks. Quite techie, quite underground, quite dark house music. But had a wicked night. I really enjoyed myself, and I'll enjoy it just as much if I went, you know, listen to some jazz or something, you know, somewhere else. So, you know, it's rare that I get to go out, but when I do, you know, it's nice. It's nice to go and listen to different people. Eclectic is what I'm all about, and you know, it's nice to hear different things.
I was just wondering if you heard any dubstep last night. Have you, or do you play any out yourself? It's starting to grow on me. It really is. There's something about it that's quite dark. What's your opinion on dubstep, Simon?
Put me on the spot there, you see. Well, to be fair, I don't really play any dubstep. I'm always open to hearing new things. And like I say, I've been a little bit off the boil recently in the last year or so, where I've been, my DJing's taken a little bit of a back seat, and I've not really been on top of what's going on and keeping track of trends. Where I, you know, before that I'd be on top of all my releases that had come through the post, and been out record shopping and reading magazines and being on the internet and really keeping on top of everything. The last year or so I've been a little bit out of the loop again, so now's the time I want to get my head down and really sort of check out what's going on. So I'll get some recommendations off you in a minute, and and maybe go and pick a few up.
There's some dark sounds coming out, let's just say that. I went to Electric Chairs, obviously closed its doors after 12 years recently, and my friends Ryan and Johnny have taken over that slot. The Sketch City Boys are doing a night called Hoya Hoya, and it was great, the launch night. They've got, I don't know if you know, the other DJ called James T. Cotton, who was also called Zebriah. I'm pretty sure he's from Detroit. Some mad, dark sounds going on, and it's associated with Flying Lotus, and a guy called, what's he called now? Is it Sketch City in April or May, I think it is. The Mad Ghost something, I can't remember at all. But if you check out the sort of the Flying Lotus website on MySpace and my top friends, you can sort of go to it from there. But there's really mad electronic, hip-hop influenced, dark, beautiful sound. Sort of like Warp Records sort of stuff, because Flying Lotus is actually on Warp Records. Really interesting stuff that's going on. But, you know, I'm not in the loop. It's just what I hear, what other DJs are playing. But yeah, okay. Well, we've got, what, 25 minutes left just about, so I think we're going to get you to do maybe another set. So let's just remind us of your residencies again.
Well, like I say, every Friday night I'm at Prohibition just off Deansgate in Manchester. It's just behind Kendall's. I'm there every Friday, 9 p.m. till 2. So come and check that out there. Bit of an eclectic thing. Be doing a bit of house, a bit of R&B, a bit of funk and disco. Just a real mishmash of different styles in there. It's a very different crowd week on week. So, you know, I'll always play to whoever's there. So if come down and say hello, let me know what you're after, what you're up for listening to, and I'll do my best to accommodate, as it were. Again, God's Kitchen in Birmingham, they're every 2 months. Retro in Burnley every 2 months on a Saturday night. Do some stuff at Smooth in Bolton. Hopefully going to be back at Sankey's again soon. I do the occasional set for the In Bed With Space tour at Sankey's. I'm not doing this current one coming up at Easter, but hopefully I'll be there again after that. I don't think you'll be able to come over and see me, but hopefully this Romania gig might be coming off. I'm starting a new residency as well. As I finish at Prohibition at 2 o'clock, I'll be going around the corner to Lounge 31, which is next door to Tiger, just to the side of there, opposite the Birdcage. So I'll be there on a Friday night from about 2:30 for a couple of hours. So yeah, plenty of stuff going on. So come and see me. It'd be nice to see you guys. So yeah, I like it. I think I'll jump on the mix, put a few bits on for you, and thanks very much, Jay.
Before you go, mate, tell us that God's Kitchen story that's in your blog about turning up and there was no power. I know it's a sad story, but
it's gonna bring a tear to my eye. This one, yeah. Global Gathering. I was really looking forward to it. It was gonna be like the sort of big gig for me. I played the first two Global Gatherings and then had a few years away from it. Went down. Was due to play straight after Faithless, which was would have been fantastic. Got to my area, drove all the way down to Stratford-upon-Avon through the traffic and the rain, and it was just after all the flooding that was happening in Stratford. Got there, dragged my records over to where I was supposed to be playing, and there were no decks, no monitors, no anything. And unfortunately, my little place, my little DJ box had been waterlogged, and the tech guys couldn't sort it out. So I had a long trip down to Stratford-upon-Avon to jump about to Faithless and then drive home again.
It's a sad, sad DJ story, man. Simon's website's gottobefunky.com with a number 2 in the middle of it. Got to be funky. Let me just shout out this. While Simon gets set together, we do the microphone shuffle again. Carl in Blackpool from last night. Happy birthday, mate. Thanks for listening. What else did I need to shout out? My own residency. 5 o'clock. Today, Bar 57, which is Piccadilly Basin. You can also check out on Fridays, Groovement DJs, that's us lot. Myself, Ty, Andrea Trout will be doing next Friday. Andrea Scruff, she'll be playing some sweet soul, laid back grooves, that sort of thing. Don't forget Fat City Records, the Grand Central lot. Fat City Friends and Family Sessions on a Saturday night. Johnny Dubb played last Saturday. I don't know how it went because I left my mobile in Manchester while I was in Blackpool, so it didn't come off very well. But Johnny Dubb, an absolutely amazing DJ. Have you ever seen Johnny Dubb play?
I've not, you know. No, just tell me about him.
He's the sort of most laid-back DJ I've ever seen in the world. He's got these amazing sort of mixes and surprises coming out, and he's just sort of like, yeah, slopping them on, you know. I wish I was that relaxed. Sketch City this month is on the 16th of March. You've got myself playing, making my debut at Sketch City, which is a great honour. Danny Drive Through, the Shaolin Monkey, which is my other half in Rocksteady. Lots of artists, lots of stuff going on. Contact Theatre, 4 till 11, from Sunday the 16th of March. Fridays and Saturdays at 57 are going down. There's a good buzz about that. And I'm in charge of putting DJs on there, so get yourself down there. Find it. It's next to Lamar's, sort of past Stevenson Square in the Northern Quarter. As I say, Piccadilly Basin. Sundays, 5 till 11 is me. Come and check it out. Get a roast dinner. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Simon Forestiero, and I'm going to stop blabbing. Simon, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on.
I've really enjoyed it. Thanks again, Jay. Really enjoyed it, and good luck with future shows. I hope it keeps going. I'd love to come back some other time. I'm going to start a little set. Big fan of Amy Winehouse. This is a remix, a reggae remix that she did with Curtis Lynch Jr. and Blackout Jar. It's Stronger Than Me from the Frank LP. So this is Amy Winehouse.
Hey, you're listening to Baby Girl on NRI, bringing you the latest remix from Curtis Lynch Jr., Stronger Than Me, by Amy Winehouse, featuring Blackout.
She tell me say she want me to give more love, and she all a call me to give more love. Want me take the lead to go give more love. Superman she need to go give more love. You want me make this a job, job when you have every job. Watch the HR besides no fellow partner on competition. Hold the position. Boss on the mission. Mission.
Used to be stronger than me. You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Now pale in comparison to who you think I am.
A drink, I want to take a sup. Hey, hey, but then, but what lad I in the end, but then, but then, but what lad I in the end, but then, but then, but what lad I in the end, but the end, but da 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 da, what lad I in the end, but then, but what lad I die, one. Walk and skunk, come and say, walk and skunk, yes, sir. Walk and skunk, come and say, walk and skunk, one. We'll be right back.
sound is dying. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, some sound sound like a big jump on. Listen, the sound is a champion. Rock the dance in any session. Rock up the woman and rock up the man. Ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Whoa, hey. T-Tato, we beat them all in a row. Donkey want water, but you hold him, Joe. T-Tato, we beat them all in a row. The cost want water, but hold him, Joe. Ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Whoa, hey. Ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Whoa, hey. Four big sound in a one big lawn. The dance on a play, the other three keep on. Four big sound in a one big lawn. The boom sound a play, the other three keep on. Ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Whoa, hey. Remember this sound, it's a talk of the town. Talk of the country, hey. Rock Miss Charlie, rock Miss Munchie. Talk of the country, so ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. I know. Ring the alarm. Another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey. Watch the sound man a timber. Watch the sound man a pray. Watch the sound man a timber. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. I know, ring the alarm, another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey, little of this sound, little of that. Rock is the common, rock is the fat. Rock the white and rock of the black. Sweet reggae music on Pandi attack, yes. Pandi attack it on Pandi attack. Sweet reggae music on straight non-stop. Ring the alarm, another sound is dying. Whoa, hey, ring the alarm, another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey, some sound sound like a big jump on. Listen to this sound, it's a champion. Round the dance in any session. Rock the woman and move up the man. Ring the alarm. Another sound is suffering. Whoa, hey. Ring the alarm. Another sound is dying. Whoa, hey.
Tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick You got me.
All right, people, thanks for listening. This is the Mighty Love Unlimited Orchestra. 6 minutes past four on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. My co-host and guest today has been Simon Forestiero. Thank you so much, Simon.
Oh, it's been wicked. Thank you very much. Can I just have a little shout out to the missus? Nicola's sitting at home listening today. So, hi, darling. Love you.
Nice one, Nicola. I think we're going to have maybe one more tune and then we'll leave it up to drum music bass camp slot. Followed by number 9 crew at 6 o'clock. Don't forget to check out gottobefunky.com. That's got number 2. Befunky.com, Simon's website. Check out his bio, check out those reviews, man, as well. There's some nice reviews on there. Next week, very, very probably going to have Chris Crates from Fat City in the studio. He'll also be joining me this afternoon at Bar 57, 5 till 11. We're going to play some smooth soul, low slung funk, bit of hip hop, bit of Latin, bit of Nigerian music I've got in my bag. What else have I got? Bit of everything later on. So get yourselves down there. Roast dinner stops serving at 7. I'm going to make sure I get one at 5 to 5. Simon, hip-hop wise, you feeling anything at the moment? I find it a bit stale at the moment, and people like Erykah Badu and Mos Def are sort of keeping it alive for me. What about yourself?
I'm really into Lupe Fiasco. Really like what he's doing at the moment, and he's crossing over really well as well. And I think that's what he needs. He needs people, credible people, crossing over. I'm not into all this jiggy nonsense that's you know, coming out of the States, really. And people like Dizzy are still doing it for me in the UK. So Sway, obviously, you know, just the UK names that really that keep get mentioned over and over, that they're the guys that are doing it for me. Again, like Lupe's stuff and his the new track with Estelle. Big fan of Estelle as well. Some of her old stuff. In fact, I might just find I've got an old Estelle track, which is just reminding me. So I'll give you the mic back and I'll go and find it before we'll play out with that one.
Go for it, man. Podcast of this show will be up on www.groovementsradio.podomatic.com in the next couple of days, where I'll probably edit this bit off, because otherwise it's like sort of a paradox and freaky.
I was wishing you were doing that instead of saying it. So I grabbed yours and I them things start to escalate. Hands on my thighs, face up in my face. I'm thinking, wait, now, hold up, mate. Even though you look nice, my personal preference is not to sleep with you tonight. Not tonight, now.
Just because I gave you my number, it don't mean I got to stay under. You met me like Lisa, this
my essence is non-patterns, compliment one time. You gave me the number, that must be a sign. And now you ease me off like you're playing my mind. If you want, we could relax, you hold my hand. But you say we can't, but I know we can. I ain't talking baby carriage, not no wedding band. But take a chance right now, there's no need to plan. Cause a youth like scheme, we'll spend a grand. Down on Mo Bay, where we for a play on sand. Then you discover just who I am. And when you like what you see, then I'm your man. That's no speech, I came from my art. I got the contact and now I'm playing my part. We could let this night here turn to day. So lie your long tin and lie your lay lay.
Just because I gave you my number, it don't mean I got to stay under. You met me like Lisa, this lover.
If it's just sex all day, I need to know you, even though you make me act crazy. Your essence is so nice. I know I sound confused, but you're the one that I need. To me, your mind introduces, I could get deeper. If that's what you really want, make up your mind, baby, or I'm gonna have to walk. I never said for you to call me just to hang up and with two words spoken, be in some stupid argument. I need to know you, you need to know me. I need to get further in than just what them eyes can see. Every touch, every move, scar, every bruise. Inside out, related with sex, and as best friends too, cause that's the way it's meant to move.